and welcome to the Analog Masters podcast from 91.3 WUKY. The greatest classical recordings of the past, played from the original LPs, 45s, and 78s from my own personal collection. I'm Tom Goodell. On this podcast, a supersonic sampler of exceptional discs from RCA, Connoisseur Society, and Angel Records. There's been a resurgence of interest in vinyl and other analog formats in recent years. Some go so far as to claim that vinyl LPs sound better than those nasty, sterile CDs we've all lived with for the past 30 years. I am not one of them. I'll take noise-free digital over the crackles, pops, warps, and other deficiencies of vinyl any day. What interests me, and I hope will interest you too, is the repertory, the many recordings that were made before 1972 that have never been reissued or are difficult to obtain in any digital format. On future podcasts in this series, we'll encounter legendary conductors like Serge Koussevitzky, Pierre Monteux, and Thomas Beecham. We'll meet the greatest composers you've never heard of, and we'll even uncover some not-so-secret Russian ties. Now, despite my reservations about vinyl, as I've assembled these podcasts, I've been astounded again and again at the high quality of the recorded sound, even on smaller labels and bargain basement reissues. Full disclosure, though, all of the discs on this program have been carefully processed and edited to remove or minimize the most egregious and annoying flaws. There's more about that on our Analog Masters page at WUKY.org. We begin with Smetana's Bartered Bride Overture. Fritz Reiner conducting the Chicago Symphony, a recording made in 1955 and available almost continuously on all kinds of formats since then. This is not one of those prized RCA living stereo discs from the 1950s, though. This is a Dynaflex reissue, pressed on super thin vinyl that was prone to warp just if you happen to look at it the wrong way. Despite that, the sound is as fresh and vibrant as anything recorded today.
Thank you.
Smetana's Bartered Bride Overture, Fritz Reiner, and the Chicago Symphony from an RCA Victrola LP. You're listening to the Analog Masters podcast from 91.3 WUKY. I'm Tom Goodell. While the major labels like RCA and Columbia struggled mightily with the reproduction of the sound of a grand piano, one small independent seemed to have it all figured out. Alan Silver's Connoisseur Society consistently obtained some of the richest, most vividly detailed piano sound ever captured on disc. Not only that, Silver had the uncanny ability to identify and put under contract little-known artists at the peak of their powers in repertory particularly close to their hearts. Take Czech pianist Ivan Moravec. He wasn't a member of the Communist Party, so his government did little to promote him in the West. Somehow, Silver obtained a tape and knew he had to get Moravec into his New York studio. Eventually, Silver's persistence paid off, and a landmark series of recordings began in 1962. Although Moravec studied a large repertory, he performed and recorded only a few favorite composers, such as Chopin, Debussy, Mozart, and especially Beethoven. As Moravec himself once said, "Life is so short, and I have concentrated on what I feel I do best." Well, here is one of his best. This is the Pastoral Sonata of Beethoven, played by Ivan Moravec. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the Analog Masters podcast from 91.3 WUKY. I'm Tom Goodell, and we've just heard Beethoven's 15th Piano Sonata, The Pastor, played by Ivan Moravets from a Connoisseur Society LP. Another label that could give Connoisseur Society and RCA a run for their money, at least back in the 1960s, was Angel Records. In fact, one of the most thrilling sonic experiences you are likely to encounter, either on LP or CD, is the Second Symphony of Gustav Mahler, led by a conductor named Otto Klemperer. By the time stereo recording came along, Klemperer was at the end of a very distinguished career. As a youth, he'd apprenticed under Mahler and was a real firebrand on the podium, favoring fast tempos and incisive attacks. Like many of us, he slowed down a bit with old age. Legend has it that during a break in a recording session for Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, the producer commented on the exceptionally slow tempo that Klemperer had picked for the second movement. The conductor responded curtly, "You will get used to it." That said, Klemperer was never as slow as his contemporaries Hans Knappertsbusch or Sergiu Celibidache, and no matter what tempo he picked, it always sounded exactly right for the music. My very first classical LP, purchased at the age of 10, was Klemperer conducting two Schubert symphonies. Now, at that point in my musical life, the unfinished, the eighth, just completely mystified me, but I was immediately taken with Schubert's genial fifth. Klemperer's relaxed pace is perfect for this sweetly lyrical music, and his ear for color, especially the way he highlights the solo woodwinds, is unerring. That, plus Angel's warm yet vividly detailed sounds, make this one of the most treasured LPs in my collection.
Thank you.
Schubert's Symphony No. 5, Otto Klemperer conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra. On our next Analog Masters podcast, fiddler and conductor Willy Boskovsky samples some of the music from the lighter sides of Beethoven and Mozart. Thank you. That's Mozart's March in C Major. Willy Boskovsky with the Vienna Mozart Ensemble. They'll have more Mozart and some charming Beethoven on our second Analog Masters podcast. Complete playlists and information about how these LPs were digitized is available on the Analog Masters page at wuky.org. For 91.3 WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.